Lost in Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr. Rocky has been given what seems an almost hopeless task, to find and overtake three youngsters who have gone off in a borrowed spaceship. The joyriders have no space experience, and it is almost certain they will become lost out in the void. Grim-faced, Rocky sends Mitch a radiogram, instructing him to have the streak prepared for blast-off as soon as possible. Meanwhile, far away from Earth, the three joyriders are not feeling at all happy in their unusual surroundings.
I feel dreadful. I'm sure I'll die.
What? Where? Oh, what has happened?
Walt? Walt, Ivan is awake. Walt?
Ilma, where's Paul?
I don't know. He was here a moment ago.
I am ill. Why am I so ill?
Space sickness.
Oh, you're awake, Ivan.
I am dying.
Look, I found these. Take one.
Oh, go away. Go away.
But they're tablets for space sickness. It says on the box.
Then give me one quickly. Paul, you are floating above the floor.
Now, there's no gravity. Here, Ilma, you better have one, too.
It will not go down.
Well, it's not easy to swallow without gravity. You'll have to force it down.
I cannot.
Or if it's worth it. I had one. I feel fine now.
I'll do anything to stop this awful feeling.
Oh, here. There's water in this space bottle. Here, drink.
Ilma first.
The water won't come.
It can't fall with no gravity. You have to squeeze the bulb. Squeeze it gently. Now swallow hard.
Oh, here, Ivan. I can't.
Well, try.
Oh.
Now, look, get up gently. You'll hit the ceiling if you don't. When we move, we'll have to use the hand grips on the walls till we get used to things.
Oh, I think I'm starting to feel a bit better.
Look, there's Earth.
Oh, we must have traveled a long way, Paul. It looks so small.
Well, look through the magnifier. The shadowed part's having night. The other half's in daylight.
All blue and green. And the clouds, they're like bands of cotton wool around it. Oh, Paul, look at the brightness where the sun's glinting on the sea. Look there near the curve.
All around us, the universe, Ilma. Space.
A black sky filled with stars. Like night all the time.
Hey, you too.
How are you feeling now, Ivan?
Oh, much better. I've switched on the radio. Let's try and pick up Earth.
Oh, good idea. We might find out what reaction there's been.
I would like to know if they plan to follow us. I will switch it to audio.
Earth calling. This is Earth calling.
Listen.
Calling spaceship Taurus. Answer, please.
He's calling us.
Should we answer?
Well, they'll be furious at us for taking the ship. Wouldn't it be better not to?
We left that note hinting that we were going to Saturn. But how about making sure they really believe that?
But how?
Calling spaceship Taurus. Answer, please. This is Earth calling.
We could send a message saying we're okay and well on our way to Saturn.
Then any pursuit will be sent on the wrong course. Are you agreeable, Ilma?
I couldn't bear for us to be chased and brought back like naughty school children. And once we've proved that we can get to where we want to, there won't be much that they can say, will there?
Well, that's what I feel.
Go ahead.
Okay, Ivan. Switch over to transmission and tell them. Tell them it's going to be Saturn or bust.
Well, Rocky, for the moment, they seem the best arrangements we can make for chasing the Taurus. If you'll let me know as soon as you're ready for blast off, Oh, yes?
We've just made contact with the Taurus, sir. They've sent a message that they're headed for Saturn.
So, it is Saturn.
Are you still in contact?
We asked them to keep tuned in, sir.
Rocky, would you have a word with them? Perhaps you can talk them out of this crazy scheme.
Well, it's worth trying, sir.
And then let's go. The radio room's at the end of this corridor.
I think I'll hurry ahead. It's best to make sure.
Good man. In this message you received, Rogers, which one of them was speaking?
Well, the speaker identified himself as Ivan Komart, sir.
Saturn. That's over 880 million miles away. There aren't more than two or three astronavigators who could compute that sort of course with accuracy. Go, the young fools.
President, I have just heard the news. Is it true? Have they really contacted the Taurus?
Yes, in here, Governor Cromartz. Rocky Star is speaking to them.
Hello, Taurus. Taurus. Hello, Taurus. Can you hear me? Please answer. Taurus. Hello?
Star, did you speak with them? Did you persuade them to return?
I'm sorry, sir, but something seems to have gone wrong with their equipment. We haven't been able to raise them at all.
Something wrong?
Well, they were still in contact when I got here. Then their transmission stopped suddenly. Their wavelength is quite dead.
But what could cause such a thing? You don't think the ship...
I'm sure nothing's happened to the ship, Governor. What do you think has happened, Rocky?
Well, it's certainly not usual for transmission to blow. Still, with three inexperienced people, well, lots of unusual things could happen. Too many.
My son is a very intelligent boy, Mr. Starr.
Well, I'm not criticizing his intelligence.
Always you speak as if they were nothing but fools.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cromartz, but intelligence is not enough.
It is the most important thing.
Well, I happen to know how much intelligence is needed for space travel.
I do not like your attitude. It is unsympathetic.
That's unjust, Governor. Don't you think you're perhaps just a little too upset?
I am sorry. My son's life is in your hands, Rocky Star. Remember that. Excuse me. I will go.
He's upset. I hope he doesn't prove too difficult.
We'll just have to try and make allowances.
The best thing you can do is to get back to the streak as soon as possible.
Well, not necessarily, sir. If those kids are really heading for Saturn, they've started on a long journey. A day, one way or the other, an hour takeoff won't make very much difference.
But the parents will feel much better once they know you've gone after the tourists.
Yes, I know, but Mitch will be getting the streak ready as fast as it's humanly possible, and we can't do a thing until the ship's ready.
You could have the use of another craft.
There's no other as fast as the streak, sir. And speed is what we'll need if we're to overtake those young hotheads. I'm not really being as casual about things as you may think, President, but, well, I have work to do here yet.
Work?
Yes. Take me along to the nearest computing machine, will you please? I want to start calculating a really accurate course for Saturn.
Oh, it's no use. The radio set is completely dead.
But I don't know how it happened.
It was when I switched from transmit to receive.
Well, perhaps you should have switched off first.
Oh, that's it. You pulled too much power into the circuit. Oh, I'll bet you've blown all the valves.
Well, we got our message through anyway. They will now be sure we're headed for Saturn. No one will chase us toward Mars.
I don't like it, not having any radio transmission. It means we're completely cut off. At least if we'd gotten into trouble, we could have sent out a call for help.
We shall have to rely on ourselves, that is all.
But we haven't the experience to.
Poor. There can be no doubt or fear allowed. We talked about this trip and felt sure we could meet all emergencies. We must continue to believe that.
Sorry, Ivan. Not myself, I guess. I'm still a bit sick.
It's this business of having no gravity. It's almost horrible knowing that no direction is up or down.
It will pass, that feeling. There are cabins at the rear. Go and lie down for a while, Ilma.
I think I will. Oh, I'm sure I'll never get used to this floating.
There are elastic straps across the bunk. Be sure to fasten yourself down with them.
Thanks, I will.
Perhaps you would like to lie down, Paul?
No, I think I'll be better on my feet. Ivan, don't think I'm panicking or anything, but hadn't we better go over the course calculations again?
You said you were sure all your figures were right.
I know, but it's a long way to Mars. Just a small error could land us almost any. What's that?
A warning of some kind.
Yeah, but what kind?
I'm not sure. Check the instrument panel quickly.
Oh, we should have gotten more familiar with everything before we... Oh, here, Ivan, look. There's a light flashing on and off. It's on the panel marked radar.
Let me see. That must be radar warning. That would mean something ahead of us.
Switch on the telescreen, quickly.
I am not sure which switch... Oh, not that one. No. Oh, which one can...
There it is. The screen's lighting up.
There's something showing. Asteroid. It's an asteroid coming towards us.
It'll crash right into us. What are we... Of course. Change course.
Change course, but how?
To the right. The right, Ivan.
Deflector rockets. Yes, but which firing button?
Here. Main rockets. Deflectors. T
TVTL. This looks like the one.
But does main rockets refer to that button or this?
This one. Press it.
You must be sure.
Oh, press it, Ivan. Press it.
But it may not.
Look at the screen. Look, it's almost on us.
Keep away, Ilma.
Ivan, if you won't press that button, I will.
But, Paul...
For heaven's sake, look at the screen.
Ivan! All right, then, here goes. Lie flat. Down, quickly.
Paul and Ilma grab frantically at the nearest handholds. Ivan stabs fearfully at one of the black buttons on the control panel, holds tightly to his seat, and gazes as if hypnotized at the huge image of the asteroid on the screen. From somewhere comes the muffled thunder of rockets firing. But are they the correct ones? What will be the result of this desperate action? There is tense drama ahead, so be sure you hear the next action-packed chapter of this Rocky Star adventure, Lost in Space.